Thank you. Thank you. Reisen, du in Todesheim. you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
That was John Sibelius's Clairvo. So, I guess here we are again. It's the end of another night. It's now 3 a.m. here. It's getting late. So, I've recently had this job that I've described as hungry, hungry hippos to some of my friends. And I do math, and I used to grade under Tufts Math Department, but more recently I've been contracting under an external company to help grade some of their work. Personally, it's much more fulfilling because, you know, the company I'm contracting under, they teach classes aimed towards gifted middle and high school students. But the way that they're grading work, as opposed to Tufts, where, you know, they give you an entire class and they're like, here, grade all these papers. They're like, hang on, so here's all the classes available. And what you're going to do is you're going to grab one problem at a time from the stack, grade it, and then go back and grab the next stack. But what happens is right now there's more demand to grade than there is supply of grading materials. So it ends up being that every morning there is a hungry, hungry hippos-esque competition to see who can grab more problems. As a result, I've been waking up earlier. These shows have been getting more and more difficult for me as I've struggled to maintain be up until 3 a.m. So that's a long-winded way of saying that I'm quite tired right now because I keep waking up at 8:39 on Thursdays. But I haven't done this in a while, so let's take a look at the weather. Currently, it is 42 degrees in Somerville, Massachusetts. Today, it's going to be mostly clear and sunny with a high of 58 degrees. It's not going to get much cooler than that. We are going to have some... for you Celsius people like me, that's 6 Celsius... I mean, right now, 6 Celsius is going to go up to 14. Later in the week, we are going to have some nice weather next week. It's going to go down to about 30 degrees by Tuesday. That is negative 2 degrees for Celsius people. And unfortunately, it looks like we're going to have rain around Boston for Thanksgiving. So, yeah, some rain, some squalls on Sunday as well. Doesn't look terribly great, but eh. What do you know? Rain is always welcome. We've been in a drought over here in Mass anyway. So, last song of the night. I wasn't quite sure what to play on this, but I settled on going a little cliche. So, coming up here is Franz Liszt. It's a beautiful piano piece called Liebestraum. And a lot of you who do listen to classical music on occasion have probably heard it before. Liebestraum number 3, in particular, the Nocturne in A flat major. This is, you know, used as cliche list. Anyway, have a good evening. This is DJ Chris Sy. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.